are here with the keynoter here at ACUC, Alex Sheen. How's it going, buddy?
I'm doing great. It's awesome to be in Seattle, and it's great to meet the audience after the speech.
Yeah. Well done. I heard you just killed it in there, so well done.
Thank you.
For folks that may not know what Because I Said I Would is, what exactly is it? Can you explain it to us real quick?
It's about the importance of a promise, and if you think about it, today it doesn't seem like many people are good with their promises.
Right.
You even think about politicians. We get that.
Be careful.
Exactly. We get the reaction a lot, but it's actually a humanitarian issue in many ways, because think about people you might know who say things like, I'm going to quit smoking, I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to volunteer more.
Right.
But that lack of follow through, it has a tremendous impact on all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And so Because I Said I Would is a nonprofit, a social movement dedicated to the betterment of humanity through promises made and kept.
So it sounds like it's all about integrity, keeping your word.
It really is. You know, we're guided by our seven elements of honor, and there's so many different pieces of that. But at the end of the day, it's just doing what you said you were going to do for the betterment of yourself, your family, your community, or cause.
So tell me about what you talked about in your presentation in there, because, I mean, a lot of people came out like, whoa, that really had impact on me. Can you tell us a little bit what you talked about in there?
Sure. You know, for me, the biggest moment for all of this was when my father passed away of small cell lung cancer. I gave his eulogy and titled it Because I Said I Would. I talked about the importance of a promise and introduced the concept of a promise card, to write a commitment on the card, to give it to someone as a symbol of your honor. And as that spread, it just became more and more obvious of how important character is to our world and our life.
Mm-hmm.
And our supporters write those cards, which everyone can see on social media.
So what are your goals for your organization? Because you've been on TED, I heard. You've been on TED Talks and all sorts of cool stuff.
Yeah.
So what's your ultimate goal here with your organization?
Yeah, we're starting chapters across the country, across the world to have groups of people make unified promises, to have that pillar in the community who keeps their word. Additionally, we do a lot of character education, so lesson plans, assemblies in schools, because if you're going to solve any humanitarian issue, you got to attack it at its root. And if we can teach children how to be honest, compassionate, how to care about other people, that is just as important as math and as a science and as everything that builds our society.
So. I hear you loud and clear. All right, on that note, to wrap up, where can folks find out more about your organization to check it out and participate?
Yeah, people can find more information at becauseisaidiwould.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. But our YouTube channel has our TED Talks, has stories of our supporters and some of the things that I spoke about here today.
Storytelling is key.
Yes, it is.
Sounds like you did it right.
Well, thank you so much.
Alex, well done, man.
It's nice meeting you.
Thank you. Nice meeting you, too.